Kyrgyzstan Stock Exchange, PSX, on Tuesday, continued its upward momentum as investors remained optimistic in the backdrop of positive triggers, particularly the upgrade of Pakistan's long-term foreign currency issuer default rating to be with a stable outlook. Analysts mentioned that a surge in global equities, alongside easing inflation and upbeat remittances data, drove the rally. The benchmark KSE 100 index, following continuous fluctuations, reached its intraday high at 117,362 points after midday. Later, it started descending gradually and hit the day's low at 116,646 just before close. It ended the day with a gain of 385 points at 116,775. According to Asan Mayanti of Arif Habib Corp., stocks closed higher in the earnings season rally amid reports of Fitch Ratings' upgrade of Pakistan's long-term foreign currency issuer default rating to be with a stable outlook. He added that surging global equities, upbeat remittances data, and lower inflation played the role of catalysts in bullish close at the PSX. At the end of trading, the benchmark KSE 100 index recorded an increase of 385.47 points, or 0.33%, and settled at 116,775.50. In its review, Topline Securities commented that the PSX ended on a strong note, with the KSE 100 index gaining 385 points. The positive momentum was supported by the stability in global markets and the onset of corporate results season, prompting investors to take fresh positions. Gains were largely driven by key index movers including Ingro Holdings, Lucky Cement, Oil and Gas Development Company, TRG Pakistan and Pakistan State Oil, PSO, which added 325 points, it said. In its report, Arif Habib Limited, AHL, remarked that early gains failed to sustain above the 117,000 level, and the Monday tariff gap continued to cap gains. Some 51 shares rose while 45 fell on KSE 100. Lucky Cement, plus 1.58%, TRG Pakistan, plus 6.28%, and Oil and Gas Development Company, plus 1.08%, contributed the most to the index gains, while Hub Power, minus 0.89%, Mizan Bank, minus 0.82%, and Mari Petroleum, minus 0.58%, were the biggest drags, AHL noted. It added that Fitch upgraded Pakistan's long-term foreign currency debt rating to be from CCC+. The upgrade reflects Fitch's increased confidence that Pakistan will sustain its recent progress on narrowing budget deficits and implementing structural reforms, supporting its IMF program performance and funding availability. Additionally, the government forecast production of 28.6 million tons of wheat, a decrease of 10.6% year-on-year. The brokerage house said that the Monday tariff gap between 117,600 and 118,600 points remained the key level for the current week. JS Global analyst Mohammed Hassan Athar stated that KSE 100 continued its upward trajectory, rising 0.8% to reach the intraday high of 117,362, amid strong trading volumes. It was fueled primarily by record-breaking remittances of $4.1 billion and the SBP governor's projection of $14 billion in foreign currency reserves by June 2025.